Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy with me until the top of the hour. And yes, the Penguins have stabilized over these last three games behind Tristan Jarry. I've maintained that this is perfect because it presents Kyle Dubas an opportunity to trade Tristan Jarry, get rid of that money. Not that it's a ton for a goalie, but it's still a chunk of your salary cap. Because I'm not totally convinced on Jarry. He's off to a nice start this season. I think you strike while the iron's hot, sell high, and hand the reins to Mirishkov. Thoughts?
Well, one, I don't think Edmonton has too much to offer the Pittsburgh Penguins. Like, what are they going to give up to get Jarry? And if he's starting to come into his own and figure it out, even though it's still early, I don't think I would trade him. I really don't think I would. I think finding a good goalie now is so hard.
Yeah.
Like, think how many years Edmonton's been trying to find a starter for the last 2 years. And the asking price for a good goaltender now is astronomical. And that's what makes it tough with the Jarry situation. Yes, Mirishkov is probably the future. But you don't want him coming up and rushing it and not playing well and not being your starter, you know? So I think I feel like I would keep Jarry. I know his pass hasn't been great, but what I do like that I haven't seen Jarry do in a long time, he's got a calmness. He's got a swagger. You know, and it's more me not swagger, but a calmness when he goes inside that net that I haven't seen in a long time, you know. And when I look at the Penguins, how they play in front of them, they feel good playing in front of Tristan Jarry now. You can tell they have a confidence in him, and that's hard to gain, especially with his past. So he's got to have the backing of the team. He's got the backing of the staff for sure. And he's turning things around. This would be, I know his stock's high, but I don't think I would. I would not trade him unless you're getting something really good back. And when I look at Edmonton Oilers lineup.
Who else needs a goalie? Certainly by the trade deadline, teams are going to pop up left and right who need him. In fact, there might already be a bunch of teams. No?
There's a couple that might be looking for a backup, but the team that I think everyone kind of revolves around and the biggest hole in their lineup last year was Edmonton, right?
Are they going to do this every year where they stink for a while and then they just come on late and make the Stanley Cup final and lose again?
I think they're...
Is McDavid ever going to win a cup?
Yes, 100%.
100%?
He'll win a cup. It might not be in Edmonton, but he's going to win a cup. He's too talented. The league wants him to win too bad. I think everyone wants him to win too bad. He's going to win a cup. I don't know if it'll be in Edmonton. I think that's why he signed that short short-term deal. He's given them 2 years. And
he turns 29 this season.
And that's not young, especially when you start playing at 18, right? Like,
he's in his 11th season. How is that possible?
It's insane, right? And he's still, like, have you watched him play lately? Him and Draisaitl look tired.
They've played a lot of hockey, man. They've been to the finals 2 years in a row, international stuff.
And think of, like, when they play half the game, you know, and that you're not going to, those kind of players are not going to withstand the wear and tear through a whole year playing 25 minutes, 30 minutes a night after December. And you see them now, they look tired. McDavid still has his jam where he picks a puck, goes through everyone. But by the third period, they do look slower. And it's because their fourth line doesn't play. And they can't. They probably shouldn't play that much. And their top guys, they want all the ice, but they're just too tired. You know, and usually they're down by a goal or two. So coach has to push the horses to win. So they're in a tough spot.
Meanwhile, also out west, the Avalanche are 19-1-6. One regulation loss. We're almost at Christmas.
Well, I think McKinnon's the best player in the league right now.
Yeah.
Like the way he's shooting the puck. They're
going Oklahoma City Thunder here.
Yeah.
19-1. Wow.
They're rolling four lines. They're solid, great goaltending. Like they are the team to beat.
Sure looks
that way.
It's
still early, though. I think. When's the last time?
Yeah, Winnipeg did this last year, remember?
Yeah, and I think the trade deadline changes some things. When you think of Florida, they added two really good players. And if they didn't add Marchand and Jones at the deadline, I don't think they're winning the Stanley Cup.
How about back in the East? You know who's coming on very strong is Ovechkin in the Capitals.
Oh, I know.
He was off to that rotten start. Now he's got 14 goals and over a point a game.
Yeah, he's got like 12 goals in 14 games.
It's unbelievable. I don't see him retiring after this year. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know how he does. My mind is scrambled eggs when I think of how he's still doing it. Because he literally scores in bunches like I've never seen before.
And they're really good again all of a sudden.
Yeah, but they've been good for like 3 weeks, you know.
But they were good all last year.
Yeah. I think they have a really good coach too. I think they're structuring their games very well. I think they have those young little speedsters that help their team look faster. They have good defense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they would be a great team to play in the playoffs.
That's what I was just going to say. Just one more Capitals-Penguins series. One more.
They should make that happen.
How about the test tonight? Do we find out more about these Penguinis when they face Tampa in Tampa?
I think so. I think it's going to be a little bit. You know what? I think they have this kid in their team on Tampa Bay Lightning is Douglas. He's 6'5", 6'7". 240, and he's their tough guy, and he likes to fight. I'm going to be interesting to see how, see if him and Bonko are going to go. Because I look forward to those guys kind of chucking them and seeing who's the toughest. But that's pretty sure that's going to happen if both guys are in the lineup. Because that again, that Douglas kid loves to fight. He's trying to make him. He's like the new Rempe in Tampa. Young guy trying to make his mark, fighting everyone. So I think that would get the boys fired up. I think get everyone involved.
Can't wait to watch it. And I didn't think I was going to be saying that about Penguins games in December this season. It's just they've become the most enjoyable team in town to watch.
Well, I still think like Kucherov is top three player in the league.
Yeah.
Like the way he handles the puck, the way he distributes the puck. And another guy that like, I don't know how the Penguins got rid of him. Gensel, I think, is such a great player. Like even when you see him go to the Olympics or like the Four Nations, like he was one of he could have been the best player on the U.S. team.
I think he was.
Yeah.
The games I saw, yeah.
And like, it's like, give him 10 to stay.
Meanwhile, how about this story in the Post-Gazette today by King Jemison? Will Horkoff,
yeah,
son of Sean Horkoff, who you played against, right?
Yep.
This dude is the leading goal scorer in all of college hockey. They just picked him in the third round. He's sprung up to 6'5", and he leads the NCAA in goals with 18. Did they get two guys in this draft who are going to be near immediate contributors?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy looks
he's
like...
He's a real deal, yeah. He's beating that Gavin McKenna with points, like crushing him with goals. And the assist leader, who's the assist leader?
In a Penguin pick?
Another Penguin pick. But that's what Kyle Dubas does. His farm, even...
Limits, can you look that up? That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah.
What's going on with McKenna at Penn State?
I heard he's struggling a little bit. I heard like they're like, oh, this is supposed to be the first overall pick. I don't think he's lighting it up like they think. I think there's so many eyes on him. You know what I mean? Like I think there's a whenever you get a lot of hype, guys just play you harder. They don't give you as much room.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different than junior hockey. I still think he's going to be an unbelievable player. It's like Bedard, right? Bedard was not very good the last 2 years. This year, he's a top five player. Like the way he's scoring goals and he's scoring goals like he was doing in junior. But it took him 2 years. It took him 2 years to figure out the speed, figure out how he needs to play to be effective.
Yeah.
Because remember, they're like, oh, he's a dud. He's a bust. Now they're like, oh, he's a shoe-in for Team Canada. Right?
Well, that's a tough roster to crack, but yes.
Yeah, well, He's almost leading the league in goals. Like you can't keep him off. And you kind of want to get those young guys in there because I think it's going to be a lot of energy. You're going to need to have some young guys with some young legs because it's a tournament.
Man, I that's can't wait
grind,
to watch that.
That's going
to
grind you. How do you think the U.S. is going to do? I think they've had some pretty big injuries. I don't think they're going to do as good as everyone thinks they are.
I'm not big on Sully in big games lately. You?
No, Sully's, once he went to New York, I think his stock kind of dropped a little bit, right?
These guys, are they still in last place in the division and close to last in the East, the Rangers?
Can we get Miller and Trocheck on
Limits,
Penguins
can you
somehow?
Look that up? Boy, that would be nice.
Oh, it'd be great.
Rangers at 30 points. Of course, like I said, the way the East is jammed up, they could have a good week. They're only a point behind the Penguins, for God's sakes, although the Penguins have three games in hand. The way the East is going, one bad week or one great week, and you move up or down five spots.
Well, that's what Muse is saying. He goes, we cannot let the foot off the gas because it's so close, right? We are behind Philly. Now we're in front of Philly, and we have some big games coming up. Like these next two games are going to be tough, tough games to win in Tampa, in Dallas is another great team. It's going to be tough.
Thank you, Tyler.
It's quick. You're kicking me off quick.
I know. I can't help it.
Thank you, Tyler. Can I ask Tyler one question?
Thanks,
Sid. No.
I like your hat, okay. City Limits.
Of course you can, Limits. I would never deprive you of such a thing.
I find it fascinating, correct me if I'm wrong, that I think hockey is the one sport compared to all four major sports where all the all-time greats have won a cup. And where Lemieux, Gretzky, Jagr, Messier, Crosby, Ovi, they all have. Where
Yzerman.
Yeah.
Like,
where if McDavid doesn't, he's going to stand out even more just because of how great he is and how talented he is. It took Ovi a while, obviously, 2018, to get it done, but he could be in rare air there, Joe.
Yeah, he like, I think he's still got another 10 years to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't, again, it's going to take...
Who? I blanked out when Limits
McDavid
was talking.
He's got, like...
Thank you for paying attention to my question.
I can't help
100%.
It.
He needs to win just to be in the category of the Crosbys.
Yeah. Does he?
Oh, 100. I think you have to win. Because you have to win a Stanley Cup. And think of Ovi. Ovi was never considered a winner until he won the Cup, right? Like, he was never, like... He was always considered a guy that can score a ton of points during the regular season, but can never get his team over the hump.
Yeah.
And then once he won,
well,
it takes a low.
I mean, he'd still be a top 10 player of all time, wouldn't he, McDavid, if he never wins a cup? But you're saying to get in the rare air of, like, you know, Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Well, you might be right about that.
To be the elite, you know, he needs to.
Who are the best players who never won a cup, Limits? Wrong. Marcel Dion, Jerome Iginla, Matt Sundin, Henrik Lundqvist, your buddy Joe Thornton, and Pavel Bure, they say.
Yeah.
But I don't think a Stanley Cup would have put them in that conversation with the Sids, the Mario.
I never said that, Limits.
All you said those are the best players to never win a cup.
Yes, I did.
And that a Stanley, Tyler said that a Stanley Cup puts them on an even higher pedestal.
No, he didn't. He said it would put McDavid on a pedestal.
It would put him in a different category.
Sorry, Limits. I'm argumentative all of a sudden.
Wrong.
Yeah, you need to win. Like, even... Yeah. Again, you need to find that grind.
If you want to get to that
level.
Like, you know, Jerome Iginla doesn't need to win a cup to be one of the all-time greats, does he? He already is. McDavid is, too.
Yeah, but you think you'd probably remember him more if he would have won?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Jerome was one of the best leaders, best guys you've ever played with, but once he retired, he kind of forgot about him, to be honest. But if he would have won, you're like, no, he's on that Stanley. You know what I mean? I think he would have been more in the picture.
You're probably right about that.
You got to win.
Remember when Pavel Bure had 3 breakaways against Johan Hedberg in his first game as a Penguin? Were you even here yet?
No.
You were in junior. You might have been in peewee at that
point. I was in Bantam hockey. I was still wearing a full cage. Yeah. I just remember the guy with the white skates and just like would skate. He was like my local Rico Fatta.
Who's that?
Rico Fatta?
No, who's... Oh, literally you're talking about Rico Fatta?
No, like he was like, so Rico used to play for my junior team back home and Rico would play the same way. Get the puck.
As who?
Pavel Bure.
Oh.
You know, they just put on the Jets, go wide, and no one can stop them. That's like, I remember
watching. Was phenomenal to watch.
Oh,
he's one of my 5 most exciting, not Rico Fatta, Pavel Bure.
Yeah.
5 most exciting players ever to watch. Gilbert Perreault's on that list. You know that name?
No.
My God, Hokie's here.
Yeah,
well, look at this guy.
He looks good, eh?
Imagine lining up.
He looks like he's like slept the. You sleep good last night, Hokie?
Oh, man.
This
looks
guy's
good,
unbelievable, Ryan. Isn't he?
I'm trying. What's up, brother?
Alan Faneca's the other guy who used to be thick and husky and now looks like a marathon runner. Yeah. So does Hokie. Look at this man. Yeah. How are you, sir?
Hokie works out. You can tell.
I'm trying to. Who would have dip into that fountain of youth, you know? And
you look younger. You do. Who would have done better in the other sport? You at hockey or him at football?
Probably him at football because skating is a different beast.
Man. Hey, we're running a lesson here in about 2 weeks with these guys.
If you really Bob, and Limits are going to take a skating lesson. They're going to film it with Tyler. Will you come?
I'd love to come if I'm in town. I'd love to be there.
That'd be great.
We'll get
a little two on two.
Kiesel.
Oh, Kiesel can skate, though.
He knows how to skate.
Well, not great. Let's not.
Not great.
Not great, but he's good.
Limits me and you against Bob and Hokie in a quick 2-on-2.
We need to put you in a helmet, though, just in case.
I might need 2 helmets. Helmet.
Yeah, you don't want to hit that ice.
I'll fight Bob.
You'll fight Bob?
Yeah.
Who would win?
If I drop the gloves with Bob, he's going down.
Well, I think Bob's calling me right now. He's like, no.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you. Have a good show.
Good to see you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.